This is Michigan Radio. I'm Emily Fox. This week, we're airing a series called Community Vibe. I'll visit four towns across the state and tell you one interesting thing about each place. Today, I'm taking you to the neighboring communities of Saugatuck and Douglas. In a lot of ways, they're like many small towns in Michigan. You don't have to lock your door, and your neighbors will let you know things like,
"Oh, I saw you were at the dentist yesterday," and, "Oh, yeah, I stopped by the dry cleaner, and I just wanted to let you know your shirts are ready." And, you know, it's like, there's no hiding from anybody here.
That's resident Mike Jones. He's also part of the large gay community that lives and flocks to this area. Jones says Saugatuck Douglas is a little bubble that sits in the middle of the state's so-called Bible Belt.
We're in the middle of Southwest Michigan. I mean, Dutch Christian Reform doesn't make any sense that this little community is here.
Now, here's the story about how Saugatuck Douglas became the gay resort town of the Midwest.
Welcome to Saugatuck.
Jonathan Skurr has lived in Saugatuck for 11 years. He lives downtown, which is lined with boutique and artsy mom-and-pop shops right on the water.
You look down the sidewalk, you can actually see the river.
Skurr and his partner run a bed and breakfast here.
This is my partner, Gary Cott.
In his spare time, Skurr has been working on a project with the Saugatuck Douglas Historical Society to tell the story about how the gay community came to be. As it turns out, gay men and women have been coming to Saugatuck Douglas for a long time.
So this is Oval Beach.
If you follow the Kalamazoo River about a mile from downtown Saugatuck, it dumps into Lake Michigan, where you see miles and miles of dunes. Just north of the Oval Beach parking lot are the tallest stretch of dunes. And those dunes, up until 5 years ago, was where the private nude beach was. Skurr says that's where the gay community has gathered for more than a century.
There were newspaper articles from the 19th century that referenced men laying out in the nude. And that's the earliest we can take. So it's in the 1890s already that it was going on.
Well, we don't know if those naked men were necessarily gay, but Skurr says the gay population did start to take off around 1910 when the Art Institute of Chicago opened up a summer program here called Oxbow.
A lot of people who attended Oxbow, a lot of the creative types maybe were gay men and women.
So the artsy community and Chicago urbanites were traveling to Saugatuck Douglas, and more gay people started hanging out at the dunes.
I can recall back in the 60s going out to the beach on Lake Michigan, and there would be a group of gay people. They would usually congregate on the north end of the beach.
Carl Jennings started coming to the area in the 1960s. Back then, he was living near Grand Rapids with his wife and kids. He was still in the closet. At that time, Grand Rapids wasn't a safe place for gay people.
If you were known to be gay or something like that, the police would harass you and want you to give them the names of anyone you knew that would happen to be gay. It just wasn't an easy way to go.
So Jennings would escape to Saugatuck on the weekends to bartend at the de facto gay bar in town called the Blue Tempo, under the guise that he was making more money for the family.
Back then, you had to live and lead two lives. You had to be a straight person, if, you know, at least appear to be that way. And then if you're fortunate enough to find something like Saugatuck, it just felt warming and accepting.
It was very different than the religious and conservative communities of Zeeland and Holland just north of town. Jonathan Skurr, the B&B owner, grew up there and says Saugatuck Douglas had a reputation.
You heard it was referred to as Sin City.
And back when Carl Jennings was bartending at the Blue Tempo, Skurr says there was actually a law
that said that you could not serve alcohol to homosexuals, and we were lumped in with prostitutes and vagrants.
Jennings says the Blue Tempo ignored that law and the police chief didn't enforce it. But that doesn't mean everyone got along.
Say 2 or 2:30 in the morning, when the bars would let out, there was a little hot dog stand on the corner about a block or block and a half away. And quite often there'd be confrontations between gay persons and what I would refer to as maybe some redneck troublemakers.
The Blue Tempo burned down in 1969. There wasn't a gay bar in town for another decade after that. By the early 1980s, Jennings had come out to his family, and he and his new partner wanted to start up a gay bar and resort in the area. But the Saugatuck City Council wouldn't grant them a liquor license.
They said, over their dead bodies would we ever have a license.
So instead, Jennings and his partner drove across the river to Douglas and were able to open a resort there. The Dunes Resort is now touted as the largest gay resort in the Midwest with around 80 rooms. But Jennings says,
when we actually first opened the Dunes, we had a lot of problems.
There were bomb threats, and young men would
come over and want to bust out windshields with baseball bats.
But Jennings says the gay population is much more accepted and integrated into the community these days. And you can see that at play at Douglas's Friday night watering hole. We're in a restaurant called Everyday People. Matt Ballmer runs the place. He's a lifetime local and was Douglas's first mayor. He says there's always a large mix of people here, but
Friday nights have been dubbed, not by me, but by a lot of our guests. They dub it as Fry-gay nights.
Fry-gay. In a room of about 50 people, about a dozen guys are gathered in the middle, hugging and greeting one another.
Friday night here is where you want to be.
Yeah, this is Friday night. Yep.
Bobby Carlson says this crew is a bunch of busy professionals who live and work in the city.
But no, because we all come in from Detroit or Chicago, and we all converge a whole long week of work.
It's all about the camaraderie.
This is it. Yeah, we all know, okay, come to Douglas, you know, our beautiful four-block town.
See everyday, all your friends.
Everyday people. And we're everyday people.
Carlson says they all have second homes just down the road from each other here. Like the first gay wave a century earlier, they have a place where they can escape from the city, relax, and feel like they belong. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.